world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die.
And dictators die.
And the power they took from the people will return to the people.
Will return to the people.
Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world.
Welcome, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Oh, it's Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2015. Here's a funny headline. This is so important, folks. I can't tell you. Texas town sees a 61% drop in crime after kicking out the cops. Texas town sees a 61% drop in crime after kicking out the cops. Rather than degenerate into a lawless land where criminals rule the streets, a Texas town that fired its entire police department has seen a 61% decrease in crime in 2012. Sharpstown, a community of 66,000 located just southwest of Houston, declined to renew its contract with the constable's office, essentially dismissing its cops. Instead, the Sharpstown Civic Association hired Seal Security Solutions, a private firm, to patrol their streets. Since we've been in there, an independent crime study that they've done indicates we've reduced the crime by 61% in just 20 months. James Alexander, Director of Operations for Seal, told Guns.com, the private security firm places its officers on continuous patrol in their assigned neighborhoods as opposed to the strategy of intermittent presence that the constable embraced. On a constable patrol contract, it's either a 70-30 or an 80-20, Alexander said, meaning they say they patrol your community 70% of the time, while 30% of the time they use for running calls out of your area or writing reports. SEAL also relies heavily on crime statistics when it designs its patrol efforts. The second thing that drastically reduces the crime is that we do directed patrols, meaning we don't just put an officer out there and say, here, go patrol. We say, we look at recent crime stats and we work off of those crime stats. So if we have hot spots in those areas, say for that month, we focus and concentrate our efforts around those hot spots. So, you know, good or bad, like it or not, these people hired a private corporation to do their security. They contracted out. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we are seeing the results right here. Now, you know, I suppose this is really no different than the corporation that is a municipal corporation having its own police force. In fact, it's probably less dangerous to have a contracted security force because I would suppose they would be more subject to the laws that would actually restrain them. Cops, of course, again, they stand up in court, say, I'm a Mason, hey, fellow brother judge, let me off, and that's what happens. They're not worried about getting in trouble, but a private security force that is approved by the people, well, then maybe that's not such a bad thing after all. We hear all the time about private sheriffs, that kind of thing. So, you know, imagine, folks, I could never get elected, but what if you appointed me as your sheriff? Huh? Do you think I would be a person that would use my position to take advantage of you? Do you think I'd protect you from the people who are taking advantage of you? Now, obviously, we don't have the opportunity to get into government. We are not those kind of entities. We know that power positions are reserved for elitists. It's just the way it is. Always will be, always has been. So, I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if... I'm just going to come out and say it, folks. We're at war. We are at war. I don't know exactly any way other way to put this. We are literally at war. We are at war with our government. Like it or not, our government has declared war on us. Well, they declared us enemies of the state long ago. Back in the early 1900s, we were declared enemies of the state. Just our commercial capacity, you know, it's no different than ships roaming around the sea. Right? We are all flying the flag of international law. We're enemies. You gotta understand that we are at war. And it's a clandestine war. Now, one of the things I want to talk about today is this notion that we've allowed all of our security, all of everything, all our food supply, our medicine, everything, we've allowed this central government to take control of. We are fools. Now, a lot of us are born after the fact. I was born into this thinking that's just the way it is. Most people feel that way. But we have to understand. I'm just gonna let's just take an example here. I want to talk about vaccines again today, because I'm gonna mix vaccines with that thing you're so familiar with up in the sky called chemtrails. Now, what if I was to tell you, and a lot of you probably already know this, what if I'm gonna tell you that the whole purpose of these chemtrails, these contrails, this geoengineering thing was maybe had a little different purpose than you might have thought. Let me read you a little something here. Okay. This is a little article written by Hildegard Staniger, a PhD, industrial toxicologist, IH and Doctor of Integrative Medicine from Integrative Health Systems LLC in Los Angeles. The abstract reads as follows. Well, the title should really disturb you, and again, I'm sure some of you know this, but I don't think you know the extent of this and how it's already been happening, and it's been and probably. Well, I'll tell you why I say we're at war, folks. We can no longer be. There is no such thing as anti-vax vaccine. We don't have the capacity anymore to say no. I will not receive the vaccine, because those vaccines are being delivered to us now through the what we call geoengineering, what we call in the slang term chemtrails, chemical trails left by planes. Here's what Dr. Hildegard Staniger wrote. Exposure to, this is 2009, exposure to polio vaccine through aerial vaccines and nano gene delivery systems. Let me just read that again for you in case you missed that. Exposure to polio vaccine through aerial vaccines and nano gene delivery systems. In the abstract, it says the use of adenoviral protein envelopes as specific immunization and nano gene delivery systems has been observed in an individual who was never vaccinated for polio or had parents who were vaccinated. A 1:128 tier 1, 2, and 3 titer was observed through clinical testing of a female after exposure to aerial spraying for West Nile virus in Anaheim, California, during the spring of 2009. Hope you weren't at Disneyland at that point. Use of PCR analysis shows positive protein band readings for KD45, which is another word for simian green monkey polio virus 40. It's SV40, folks. as associated in the original cancer research findings of former leading Cancer Institute's researcher, Dr. Mary Sherman, in the 1950s. Amendments to the Chemical and Biological Warfare Act of 1949, in December 2007, state that under terrorist and riot control measures, mass aerial immunizations may occur. Let me say that again, folks, because remember, you are domestic terrorists. Every single one of us is a potential domestic terrorist. You have to understand that. Amendments to the Chemical and Biological Warfare Act of 1949 in December 2007 state that under terrorist and riot control measures, mass aerial immunizations may occur. This is law, folks. This is law. Many of the new biological pesticides are made from various bio-nanotechnology materials that utilize the same technologies used in nasal vaccine technology. So let's contemplate here, folks. You know those nasal vaccines that they give to kids that cause them all the diseases and make them ill? Yeah, that's coming from the sky now. They don't need to force vaccinate you. They're doing it already. We are at war. We are being sprayed like termites. This kind of study has been going on, an amazing amount of time. Let me just... here's a few examples. Let me just pull this up real quick here. Where's my research here? I lost it. That always happens to me. All right, here we go. Let's see. How about this? How about in... Here it is. Sorry, guys. West Nile virus spraying in 2006. Michael Greenwood wrote an article for the Yale School of Public Health entitled "Aerial Spraying Effectively Reduces Incidence of West Nile Virus in Humans." Well, how do they know that unless they sprayed on people without telling them? The article stated that the incidence of human West Nile virus cases can be significantly reduced through large-scale aerial spraying that targets adult mosquitoes. According to research by the Yale School of Public Health and the California Department of Health. Doesn't that remind you of Bill Gates? Under the mandate for aerial spraying for specific vectors that pose a threat to human health, aerial vaccines known as DNA vaccine enhancement and recombinant vaccine against West Nile virus may be tested or used to protect, in quotes, protect, remember that's a legal word, the people from vector infection exposures. Remember, the whole biological weapons program, which is now called the Biological Defense Program, kind of like the Department of War went to the Department of Defense, same entity, different name. Protect the people. That's a school. Thank you so much. DNA vaccine enhancements specifically use Epstein-Barr viral capsids with multi-human complement class 2 activators to neutralize antibodies. Remember what we're talking about, the measles, folks? how they're preventing the onset of the symptoms of measles, which actually causes a many thousand-fold increase in cancer and the susceptibility to cancers and other diseases, because you're not having the disease affect you the way it should naturally in the body. The recombinant vaccines against West Nile virus use rabbit beta globulin, or the poly-A signal of the SV40 virus. What is the SV40 virus, folks? That's the thing that causes all the cancer. SV40 is the most famous cancer-causing virus that was supposedly accidental, and yet it's all over the place. You look, you can buy SV40 all over. They're using it in all of the vaccines to grow and to test and to... This is crazy. We're at war. I want you to understand we are at war. It is a silent war with silent weapons. You look up in the sky, you say, oh, they're chemtrails, they're trying to change the weather. No, they're spraying you like roaches, folks. It's a soft kill. It's making you more susceptible to their own created diseases. We've talked about this over and over. You look up, and you say, wow, gosh, then now I know that there's probably some deadly vaccines in there that are spreading SV40 components and other simian monkey cancer virus components. Well, boy, I'm going to go write my congressman. I'm going to go sign a petition. I'm going to go call my congressman, because I'm gonna leave a dirty, nasty comment on a website. That is not how you fight a war, people. That is how they want you to fight the war. This is a war on everything that is good, everything that is health. And that includes your children out there playing in the playground, getting vaccinated without even knowing it. You don't call your congressmen. Your congressmen are complicit. They created the biological weapons program. They continue to fund it. They fund all of these institutions that are creating all these diseases. I live in the most insane world ever. I don't understand. In early studies, the recombinant vaccines against... Again, SV40 virus. In early studies of DNA vaccines. What have we talked about with the epigenome, folks? We've talked that 12% or so of your, if I'm not mistaken, your junk DNA is in the form of retroviruses. On and off, they can be switched. How are they going to do it? Oh, they're just going to spray you with quote-unquote DNA vaccines. In early studies of DNA vaccines, it was found that the negative results studies would go into the category of future developmental research projects in gene therapy. Epigenome. During the studies of poly-A signaling of the SV40 for WNV vaccines, it was observed that WNV, which is West Nile virus, will lie dormant in individuals. Again, slow kill. Dormant in individuals who were exposed to chickenpox. Why would they want to prevent people from getting chickenpox? Why don't they want your kids to have chickenpox parties? Oh, because it prevents their disease. West Nile virus will lie dormant in individuals who were exposed to chickenpox. This goes for measles, this goes for polio, this goes for all these things. That's why they're vaccinating. It's not real vaccination. It's only vaccine to the point where it's preventing the onset of the symptoms of the disease, which actually create a chain reaction in the body to prevent things like SV40 cancer. Thus, upon exposure to West Nile virus aerial vaccines, the potential for the release of chickenpox virus would cause a greater risk to having adult onset shingles. Release of chickenpox virus. Why in hell would anybody release chickenpox virus? Are you hearing this, folks? These are, as we talked about Friday, these are the technocrats we're talking about. These are people that are trying to alter, or what they call improve, the human condition. They are making us susceptible to their technology. I want you to understand that. How about California aerial spraying for West Nile virus in SV40 in 2009? In February 2009 to the present date, aerial spraying. What? Present date? Yeah, it's going on now. Just look up, you idiots. Aerial spraying for the West Nile virus occurred in major cities. Oh, in cities, not in like fields where mosquitoes grow, but in cities within the state of California. During spraying of Anaheim, California, a Caucasian female, age 50, was exposed to heavy spraying while doing her daily exercise of walking several miles. Terrorist! You're a terrorist. You were walking. You were exercising. You were trying to be healthy. You were trying to be in the sun. You're a terrorist. So she's walking along, minding her own business, petting dogs, having a good old California day. And she's massively exposed to heavy spraying. What is heavy spraying, folks? What else is that? What is that? That's chemtrails. You think chemtrails are just for geoengineering? Are you kidding me? What is a heavy spray? Who's spraying? What could possibly be spraying but airplanes? Or the other form of geoengineering and chemtrails, which is ground-based sprayers. Heavy helicopter activity occurred for several days in this area. Oh, so it's helicopters now. After spraying, she experienced lightheadedness, nausea, muscle aches, and increased low back pain. Oh, but it couldn't have been this, right? She was evacuated for toxicological mechanisms that were associated with pesticide exposure due to aerial spraying utilizing advanced biological monitoring testing. We are test subjects. Why? Because we are subjects of the United States. You add the word test to subject, doesn't make any difference. I mean, you can add any word to that because we consent to it. We are citizens. We accept, we consent to everything it does to us. You have to understand that. The test results, which included protein band testing, utilizing protein coupled response PCR methods with a positive for KD45, again, KD45 is the protein band for SV40, simian green monkey virus. Why, for God's sake, again, why would you be doing this? Folks, that is the thing that caused all of the cancer through the delivery in vaccines for the polio vaccine, all these other things. There's plenty of research out there that you can find very easily. It's very well known. Don't take my word for it. Just type in SV40. You're going to get millions of things. And they admit this. And here they are spraying it on you. Additional tests were performed for Epstein-Barr virus, capsid, and cytomegalia virus, which are used in bioengineering for gene delivery systems through viral protein envelope and adenovirus protein envelope technology. Okay, cytomegalia virus. Oh, gee, why does that sound familiar? Why are people getting Epstein-Barr? Huh? Oh, it couldn't be the vaccines. No. Jesus Christ. This is crazy. The individual was positive for both. They sprayed it on her, and thus she was positive for both, indicating a highly probable exposure to DNA vaccination delivery system through nasal inhalation. You think it has to get on your skin? Nope. All you got to do is go outside and breathe the toxic air that they're creating for you. We are at war. It's a silent war. It's happening right above your damn head. But go ahead, write your congressman. Watch a movie. Figure out what in the world are they spraying. Go ahead. Have a movement. Stand in truth, which is always a lie. Go ahead. Don't do anything about it. Allow your children to go to school every day and get toxically poisoned every day. Oh, but it's vaccination, so it's okay. This Pentagon document reveals aerial vaccination plans. In the quarterly Funvax review in June 2007, report lists the objective of a project listed as ID 149AZ2. 149AZ as in zoo 2. As a preparation of a viral vector that will inhibit, decrease the expression of a specific disruption gene, VMAT2, within a human population. What does that mean, folks? They're messing with your DNA. They're messing with your genome. They're switching something off. What does that say? preparation of viral vector that will inhibit or decrease the expression of a specific disruption gene within the human population. That means it's making you susceptible to disease. It's making you deceptible, except that, blah, blah, blah. Whatever that word was, to different forms of created disease. Now, keep in mind, when I say disease, it's dis-ease. You're not at ease. That doesn't mean virus. That doesn't mean necessarily anything. It's just dis-ease. It's changing and altering fundamentally your body. As the biological warfare is also known as germ warfare, it is the use of biological toxins or infectious agents such as bacteria, viruses, fungi, etc., etc., etc. Can be anything, according to U.S. code, it can be anything as long as it's to protect you or for research purposes, as what it says, with the intent to kill or incapacitate humans, animals, plants as an act of war. Thus, it's called biological warfare. We are at war with technocrats. I get it now. Biological weapons, biological threat agents, bioweapons, bioagents, biological threat agents. I mean, SV40, not that. You tell me. Are living organisms or replicating entities, which are viruses, which are not universally considered as quote-unquote alive, that reproduce or replicate within their host victims. Entomological or insect warfare is also considered a type of biological weapon. When they're spraying against mosquitoes, they're committing war against mosquitoes. What makes you think that you are not a mosquito? I mean, what is the difference between you and a mosquito? Really? A roach? What is it? We are at war, folks. I don't know how else to say it. It seems that, I don't know. Let's go further. It further indicates in the abstract, this is the quarterly Funvax review, that 6 methods of virus dispersal were tested, including high altitude release. High altitude release. Oh no, that's just a contrail. Water supply release. Oh, well, gee, we all get water from government, don't we? Insect transmission. Again, there's Bill Gates for you. And various methods of diffusion. We are at war, and we will be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Is this real? Or is this just rhyme?
The world is like a ride. You think it's real,
It's just a ride.
You can change it anytime you want.
It's only a choice between fear and love.
The world is like a ride. You think it's real,
It's just a ride.
You can change it anytime you want.
It's only a choice between fear and love.
The ride goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills. Brightly colored, it's up and down, round and round, and it's very loud,
Don't worry, don't be afraid,
It's just a round.
Alright, folks, welcome back.
You can change it any time you want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
It's a legitimate question. Was apparently called in to the switchboard here at Republic Broadcasting. And it is a very legitimate question. I admit it seems on the surface to be a conundrum, a paradox. Why in the hell would these people be considering their own progeny, their own children, their own bodies? Why in the hell would they be spraying themselves? Their children go to those schools. They hang out outside. They don't have respirators on all the time. Why in the hell would these people be doing this to themselves? Well, folks, I just want you to think. I just want you to put your thinking caps on for a moment and consider modern science. We've talked about the epigenome. We've talked about the incredible ability to switch off and on disease markers, things that will cause you to catch disease. Again, this is why they're preventing us from catching certain diseases, or at least having the expression of the disease. If you infect somebody with a dumbed-down version of the disease and they don't express the symptoms of the disease, but they do express the disease itself and thus the antibodies, well, then that disease state, that thing that you were supposed to catch as a child, does you no good. It doesn't give you any markers, doesn't change your epigenome, doesn't change your switches, your on and off switches, to allow you to prevent future disease. This is now obvious. This is now easy for me to find anything on that. So, what is that similar to? Well, how about your garage door opener? You know, you got four little, sometimes six, sometimes 10 little switches. They go on or off, or sometimes they have three settings: on, negative, or neutral, and off. Right? And you switch. Everyone has a garage door opener. Right? A lot of them are the same. And now, if you had everybody with the same exact switches, then I could open everybody's door with my stupid garage door opener. I could just drive down the street, keep it pushed, and everybody's garage door would open. So we all have to have a different epigenomic switch on our garage door opener. And that sends out a signal. Now, to our receptor cells. And that's how we express disease or don't express disease. That's how we that's our behavior. That's our it's everything, folks. It's everything. These guys have figured out how to control you through the epigenome switch by switching off your little switches. And when they press your buttons, guess what? You don't have a violent response. You say, "Oh, I'm going to call my congressman." Yes, I'm going to call my congressman, and that's going to fix everything. You got to understand this. So here's what I want you to do. If you want to answer your own question, whoever asked this question, again, it's a very perfectly relevant question. Imagine if you had the ability to control both the epigenome and disease. Imagine if you could spray disease, but then just flip on and off your little switches so it doesn't affect you. Just type into your browser. I like Yahoo. I've tried Bing. And Bing doesn't give me anything. It censors. Yahoo's always my go-to search engine. I don't know how long that's going to last. Just type this into your search engine, folks. Reversing epigenome switch in vitro. That's what I just typed in. And lo and behold, everything I could possibly want to know about exactly what I'm talking about comes up. Reversing epigenome switch. And I put in vitro, but you could find all kinds of other ways that, you know, don't put the in vitro, whatever. Reversing epigenome switch. Here's an article that came up. Epigenetic disturbances in vitro cultured gametes, I don't know what that is, and embryos, implications for human-assisted reproduction. Routine practice for human infertility treatment. Why are you infertile? Because something's wrong with your genome. You can fix it. Just switch a few switches. Huh? How about this one? Epigenome, cancer prevention, and flavonoids and curcumin. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. All right? Epigenome is a common name for the heritable chemical modifications of DNA and histone molecules, of which DNA methylation and histone acetylation represent the most studied parts. And it goes on, it explains, how do you prevent cancer? Through the epigenome. Why do they not want you to have measles infection? Because it affects your epigenome, switches a few things off. You're not going to be susceptible to SP40 later on, or some other cancer, skin cancer, etc. So if you have control of the biological weapons program and you can have control of the epigenome project, the genome project, etc., well, you're sitting in a pretty good seat. All right, your kid gets cancer, what do? You go flip a few switches. You create chemicals. I had a friend that was actually going to be in a study way before this all got popular and the whole thing got into the state it's in today. The study was specifically to reset the epigenome. It was a pill that you had to take. But the study suddenly vanished. It was no longer available. It was said to be able to reset your genes so that you no longer had AIDS. It was set to reset your gene, your epigenome switches, so that you never had, no longer expressed the expression for certain diseases. Literally resetting your body to youth. Resetting your body to the point before all of these toxins were introduced, all of these virus, retroviruses, nanotechnology, all these things. So you want to know why these people are perfectly willing to spray themselves with poisons, with viruses, with things that completely alter your body? Because they can, as Patrick Jordan says, they've always got an off switch. They've always got a switch that can reverse what they've done. But they're not going to give that to you. And if they are going to give that to you, they're going to sell it, they're going to patent it, and they're going to charge you thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to do it. This is war. Here's another one. The Saving Switch in Nature Medicine magazine. The epigenome consists of a system of chemical tags that attach to our DNA and its associated molecules, switching genes on and off. But the system is not without glitches, and scientists think that the misplacement of these tags can cause disease. What did they say before, folks? They're spraying us with DNA vaccines. They're flipping our switches. They know that these things will cause disease. What does that say again? Oh, the system's not without glitches. Scientists think that the misplacement of these tags can cause disease. Okay, a system of chemical tags that attach to our DNA. What do you think they're doing when they put a shot in you, folks? They're giving you these chemical tags that attach to your DNA. They're synthetic. They're nanobots. The idea has led to new drugs that aim to... Drugs! Pharmaceutical drugs! Patented, expensive drugs that aim to correct gene activity and obliterate disease by altering the proteins around which DNA winds. Are you getting it, folks? These guys have an out. Why, oh why? It's the great and wonderful fallacy. Oh, they would never spray their own children. They would never spray this on themselves. Absolutely they would, because they have the epigenome. They have it mapped out completely. You understand? This is war. I don't think I can be any more severe in my statement here than to say this is literal war against every ounce of creation, every ounce of the way we were made. I don't know how else to say it. This is the most brutal and horrendous kind of war, because it's slow, it's silent. You know it's happening. You're looking up there, you're seeing it happen. But you're not doing anything about it. Here's another article that came up. What did I type again, folks? I just simply typed in reversing epigenome switch, and I added in vitro, just for fun. Here's what comes up. Map of second genetic code. The epigenome is unveiled. This is in February 18th, 2015. An entire map of the second genetic code, the epigenome, is unveiled. That should scare the living bejesus out of you folks. The technocrats now have the ability to completely look at your epigenome, switch anything they want on and off through chemicals that are raining down you on you in the sky. This is a war between God and Satan. This is a war between technocrats and men of God. You must understand this. I am not joking here. Scientists for the first time have mapped out the molecular switches that can turn on or off, or silence is another word for it, individual genes in the DNA in more than 100 types of human cells. An accomplishment that reveals the complexity of genetic information and the challenges of interpreting it. Oh, gee, congratulations. New York, Reuters. Actually, I just read that. Researchers unveiled the map of the epigenome in the journal Nature on Wednesday, alongside nearly 24 related papers. The mapping effort is being carried out under a 10-year, $240 million U.S. government research program. The Roadmap Epigenomics Program, which is launched in 2008. It took them that long, folks, because technology had to catch up with their efforts. You're funding it, $240 million worth. And who's doing it? U.S. government. Who's spraying you? U.S. government. That has nothing to do with the Constitution, folks. Nothing. None of this has to do with the Constitution. It is constitutional, etc. None of that applies, remember? We're not acting in that capacity, so none of it applies. The human genome is the blueprint for building an individual person. Oh, wow. That should scare you. Remember the technocrats? The human genome is the blueprint for building an individual person. The epigenome can be thought of as the crossouts, the underlinings of that blueprint. If someone's genome contains DNA associated with cancer, but that DNA is crossed out by molecules in the epigenome, for instance, the DNA is unlikely to lead to cancer. Are you getting it? Sure, go ahead, spray my kids. He's with a lot of other kids, but I'll take my kid and just switch, cross out. Just go ahead and switch his switch. It's not that hard anymore. We have the whole damn thing mapped out. We can literally create a blueprint for building an individual person. If that is not technocracy, if that is not transhumanism, folks, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. This is happening now. It is not in the future. We are at war. I really want to say the F word right now. As sequencing individuals' genomes to infer the risk of disease becomes more common, it will become all the more important to figure out how the epigenome is influencing that risk, as well as other aspects of health. Sequencing genomes is the centerpiece of the Precision Medicine Initiative that U.S. President Barack Obama announced this month. Who declared war on us? The Office of President declared war on us, folks. The Office of President is the head of the entire technocracy that is the executive branch. Now I get it. You think that he's not a technocrat? You gotta be kidding me. How do you know he's a transhumanist? He just created sequencing genomes is the centerpiece of the Precision Medicine Initiative that U.S. President Barack Obama announced this month. It's transhumanism, folks. Like it or not, it's upon you. Globalism is upon you. Everything you feared is upon you. Stop fearing it, embrace it, and fight it. We are at war. The only way you can deliver on the promise of precision medicine is by including the epigenome, says Manolis Kellis of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who led the mapping that involves scientists in labs from Croatia to Canada to the United States. Oh, well, wonderful. It's universal. It's international. That's globalism, folks. Why would you want Croatia to have this information? Why would you want Canada to have this information? Why would you want anyone but your... This is war, folks. It's international war. It's a global in scale. You got to understand this. Drug makers, including Merck and Company Incorporated, the Genentech unit of Roche Holding, very evil company. That was actually what oh, what's his name from the Bush cabinet was a big member of, Rumsfeld, and GlaxoSmithKline, one of the biggest international corporations, are conducting epigenetics research related to cancer, said Joseph Costello of the University of Cancer. Of course, to study cancer, they have to invoke cancer, right? You can't just say, oh, I'm going to study cancer. No, you have to get cancer before you can study it. San Francisco, director of one of the four main labs that contributed data to the epigenome map. Epigenetic differences are one reason identical twins who have identical DNA do not always develop the same genetic diseases, including cancer. There's your perfect example, folks. What did it say originally? It said you can create. This is the creation of the human. This is the blueprint for the human. If twins with identical DNA can develop different diseases, how is that possible? Because they are manipulated in different ways. Their switches are turned off different ways. Sure, they have DNA that's equal. Their epigenome is not. You may have the perfect epigenome right now. You may be the healthiest person ever. All I got to do is switch one or two switches, and I can cause a disease in you that will kill you. And guess what? It's raining disease. It's raining nanobots. It's raising all these things that are going to do exactly that. Sorry, but hey, call your congressman. We're at war, but call the people that you're at war with and ask them not to do it. Go ahead. That's all we do anymore. We'll be back.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening? Well, seems we've come to our global auditing, our financial day of reckoning. It's an interesting quandary. Have we invested too much in this enterprise to admit the solution might lie in its very demise? For our real economy is something much broader. It's GDP measured not by our ability to hoard, but our capacity to relearn and earn our place in nature's order, and thus remain on this planet Ark, our Pandora.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're in the land of crazy. What can I say? Epigenetic differences are one reason identical twins who have identical DNA do not always develop the same genetic diseases, including cancer. That's a very important statement, folks. They're not identical. They seem identical. We all seem identical. But incorporating the epigenome in precision medicine is daunting. A quote, a lifetime of environmental factors and lifestyle factors influence the epigenome, including smoking, exercise, diet, exposure to toxic chemicals. Oh, well, I wonder how that's happening. Exposure to toxic chemicals, And even parental nurturing, Kellis said in an interview. Not only will scientists have to decipher how the epigenome affects genes, they will also have to determine how the lives people lead affect their epigenome. Titled The Book of Life, the human genome is the sequence of all DNA on chromosomes. The DNA is identical in every cell, from neurons to hearts to skin. Do you hear that? It falls to the epigenome to differentiate the cells. What makes a heart and skin a skin? The epigenome. What if they want you to grow bark instead of skin? Do you think they could? Probably. We're all similarly built. What if they want you to express pig? or cow? Or chick? Oh, wait, they already have. It's called prion disease. Oh, wait, they already have. They've infected you over and over and over through vaccinations of things grown on animal parts. They've infected you with serum, blood. That is the whole postulate of Patrick Jordan, who postulates that serum sickness is what causes most disease expressions. They're injecting you with animal parts. Those parts just happen to do the same thing we're talking about. They start switching things. What would you do if you were suddenly in a new body and your job was to create a certain expression of the gene? You'd look for that. You'd look for it. You'd go and you'd try to do it, right? As the result of epigenetic marks, heart muscle cells do not make brain chemicals, for instance, and neurons do not make muscle fibers. It requires the epigenome. Same thing with cancer, folks. All you have to do is switch off the cancer. The epigenome map, published on Wednesday, shows how each of 127 tissue and cell types differs from every other at the level of DNA. 127 tissue and cell types they have now mapped that they can mess with. Because scientists involved in the Roadmap Project have been depositing their findings in the public database as they went along, other researchers have been analyzing the information before the map was formally published. And I want you to remember, the victims in all this are rats. Other different forms, kinds of animals that they are inducing this disease into so that they can study the disease. That's another thing we don't do, is protect those that can't protect themselves. We are evil in that way. But we can just call our congressman. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
With financial